Episode 122, Love is a New Smile.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Guess what? Today is what? Today is a day of motivation, a day of inspiration. Today is about you. It's about love. Love is a new smile. You know, I had the awesome, magnificent, incredible, enlightening, whatever adjective you want to put in front of this, that means like totally out of this world experience. You see, I met a very, very, very good friend for the first time face to face after knowing this amazing human being for 3 years. Can you believe that that's what technology does to us today? It brings the world so small that you can get to know someone from far away, never actually meet each other face to face for years, and then finally get that opportunity. The anticipation was out of this world, and I'm telling you, her smile was everything. Yes, I'm talking about a really good friend of mine. Her name is Christy. And it was just great. I think sometimes we forget that love brings something very important into our lives. Sometimes we are hurt so much with negative, and we just keep getting smashed down over and over again that we forget the newness. What's something that is something that's so new that we take for granted, yet when we get it for the first time, it's awesome. And I'm talking about love is a new smile. You see, I got to see that smile in person on my good friend. And it was just, it was a blessing. And not only did I get to meet her, I got to meet her hubby. She got to meet some of my children, which I'm sure she was like, where are the others? I'm like, well, they're not back from school yet. But it was just, it was so just thrilling to have that. And I think sometimes we as adults, you know, and especially I think as women, we just, and not maybe not just as women, but we just kind of keep doing the same old, same old. And we don't understand what the re in life really means. Like you've heard me talk about restart, to rediscover, to rejuvenate, to renew. You see, I had a renew moment today with a new smile. Someone I had never met, yet I knew very well. I could have picked this woman out in a crowd of thousands. I know her. I've learned. I've been able to walk with her in her journey. It has been amazing. But to actually come face to face with it, woo, wow. That is what I call restart. That is what life is all about. And today, I got to experience that. Love is a new smile. What have you been missing out lately on? What is it that you need to re-look at? R-E, okay, capital R-E. What is it that you need to go, oh man, I forgot that. Maybe it's your relationship with your sweetheart. Maybe you need to find that spark again, you know, because, yeah, we get into the hubbub of things just happening, don't we? And it's so easy to get caught up in the mundane activities that, oh, it just comes and goes. I mean, come on. I've got a girl in college. She is about ready to finish her finals this week. I cannot believe it. Praise the Lord. We've made it through the first year. Okay, it's not over yet, but don't tell her that. I'm already celebrating, okay? It's awesome to see that smile of accomplishment. I am so looking forward to that because that's huge. That's something that she did all by herself. Meeting my good friend, being able to meet a sister in Christ who I've walked with, I've helped her along the way in her journey just by being there, by being an ear. She's just an amazing lady. But to come face to face with her and see her and to hug her, wow, love is a new smile. What is that spark? What is it that you need to recreate in your life? What is it that you need to reawaken within you? Okay? What is it? You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, we've gone along the track of these weeds, right? Where are your sparkles? Okay? I don't know about you, but I'm definitely a girly girl. Now, I can be the tomboy and wear my pants good, but I also like to dress up. I actually like to look really pretty. And if I was a princess, yeah, I would like to wear a crown. Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, come on, why not, right? So, and I did play dress up when I was younger. Absolutely loved it. And sometimes to this day, maybe I play dress up, but not exactly the same. But it is fun. It's fun to remember those things. And I think we need to find that again within us. So I'm asking you today to kind of make it your mission to go out, and I want you to find love is a new smile. Maybe it's actually giving somebody hope. And it could be a stranger that you say, you know what? You really look pretty in blue. Just wanted you to know that. And continue along your shopping path. You know, I remember when I was in church and this lady was sitting in front of us in the, you know, and we were behind them the lady was sitting in front of us. Our family was sitting behind her and she was by herself. I couldn't tell if she was just literally by herself or maybe she was a widow or maybe, you know, she just comes by herself because her husband can't come. Regardless, she looked to be kind of like she just could use a little pick-me-up. And I remember she had this beautiful jacket on. And I just simply made a very sweet comment. And it was very genuine. It wasn't like, oh, I have to make something up. She really did look good in it. And I just commented her on that. Do you know the smile that overcame her face? She just lit up. And it was just a little brush of love. Love is a new smile. Who can you give that to today? Who can you go and lift up instead of tear down? We've got enough negative happening. I want you to go out and I want you to be that love and I want you to create a new smile, okay? And if nothing else, do it because it's a fun challenge, okay? It's awesome. See how many smiles you can get. If you're outgoing, okay, and you're naturally that as your personality, then guess what? I just want to challenge you to go count how many and put them all in your joy jar. Say, oh, I cannot believe she did it. Ah, or, oh, he was really awesome. You know what's even better is when you go up. I love doing this to children. And I see them, especially like if I'm running and their parents, you know, are around. I'm out in the neighborhood and I'm running. And I'll just make a little sweet comment. You are riding that bike like a master. Or I'll say, oh, you're carrying that like a master Jedi. Way to go. Star Wars would love to have you. And they just look at me like, that was the coolest thing ever. But they smile from ear to ear. Love is a new smile. Go and love someone today. Go and love your sweetheart. Go and love your children. Go and love someone that you don't even know. Bring hope to someone's life by simply giving of yourself. Because you know what? There's nothing better than that. There truly isn't. And I know for me, after walking this long journey and having, I mean, it's been actually over 3 years and we finally met face to face where it was like, oh my gosh, we really are real. We can touch each other. You know, it's not like a figment of our imagination where we're just talking on the phone or texting. No, you're really real. And we knew, you know, we're real, but there's something about looking each other eye to eye and being able to see. Love is a new smile. So go out. I want you to make it an amazing day. And I cannot wait, as you know, to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. And thanks, Christy. I cannot wait for another visit soon. We'll talk to you later, y'all. See ya. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.